All right, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the T-Boss Boss Show. And in today's episode, it's a little early in the morning. It's 3:11 a.m. in the morning right now. I should be asleep, but I'm not. I felt like doing it. Well, I was uploading some videos onto YouTube, and then I came across a Reddit post where the person was asking, why, I guess more so they were asking, like, why are reaction videos entertaining? And I saw one comment where I thought it was good, where the person was like, you know, if you don't have somebody to watch a video with, you go and watch a reaction video. I thought that was pretty I thought that was a solid answer. And then another person commented saying that reaction people 90% of the people that do reaction videos fake their reactions. Now, before this ever goes viral, I'm just going to say for myself, I have never faked a reaction, because I feel like the videos that I react to, you know, for the most part, I try to give a worded out reaction. So, like, let's say for an example, I react to a video and they, you know, it's like let's say it's a sneaker review video, right? And I'm reacting to that, and the guy says, like, oh, these are the worst Jordans of all time, and they're the Air Jordan 11s. I at least, like, try to have it where I'm giving out my opinion on what's being talked about. Like, opinion, state some facts about some stuff. Like, I try to give out the most honest reaction I possibly can give out. The only time I have to say I think if I am going to fake a reaction is if I'm being sarcastic. But for the most part, yeah, I'm like, I'm trying to think, like, there have been times before, though, where I just didn't enjoy the video that I was reacting to. I think everybody knows about the story of involving this kid years back. Like, right, it was like the same year I started doing reaction videos. But so anyways, he wanted me to react to this video where it was like about these ponies like going crazy and killing each other. I didn't find the video entertaining. I was like, it's just, you know, I don't know, maybe now I think I would be a little bit more positive about the video. But yeah, and that's just if I was just coming across, like, you know, the video just randomly searching for stuff. But, you know, when you have somebody like spamming your comment sections, like begging you to react to this video, you're not going to have that much of a reaction to it. You know, you see this video getting hyped up by somebody, then you watch it, it's like, bro, this video wasn't that good. Like, you know, now I'm like, oh, okay, you know, good video, whatever. You know, but it ain't me faking a reaction. Like, I'm going to give out, here's the thing, I'm going to give out my honest reaction, but if I really didn't like that video and don't particularly care for it, you guys aren't going to see my reaction. Like, now I'm like, you know, with me being a little bit more talkative and stuff in my videos, because back then, before reaction videos, I wasn't really all that talkative. I was a little camera shy, but as the years progressed on, I built up to that, came across reaction videos, and I'm like, okay, put you know, two and two together, it's like, yeah, you're gonna get some good content out of the way. So, but yeah, with that video, it was like, I didn't particularly care for it, and it had a lot to do with the video getting hyped up by that guy, and it's like, okay, let me just hurry up, get the video out the way. But once I realized, like, okay, I don't want this to showcase who I am as a content creator, so I went ahead and I took the video down. I was like, nope, there's no reason for it and stuff. And it's crazy, that ended up leading to a beef between me and a different community. That's a completely different story. But yeah, I was like, I just, you know, there's videos out there where it's like, I just don't particularly care for them. You know, that's why a lot of times, like, there's videos that I just pass on because I don't care for the video and stuff. Do I not like that content creator? No. So, because I feel like there's going to be a lot of things, like, people jump in, you know, to conclusions and all that, like, oh, he doesn't like that content creator. No, it's not the case, because the reason why I say that is, like, I remember back when I was reacting to this one YouTuber named McJuggernuggets a lot, and his videos, you know, till this day, like, he posts, like, very entertaining content. I definitely recommend you guys go check him out. But anyways, So, I used to react to his videos frequently, but then eventually I stopped. And the reason why I stopped is because, once again, this guy's, you know, not the same guy, different guy, but he just kept spamming my comment sections. And I'm like, you know what? No, and I made it clear. I made a video saying I am no longer reacting to McJugger Nuggets. There's no beef or no hate towards him. I just don't like when people spam my comment sections asking for the same thing. It's like, I had seen the first comment. It's not like I'm getting 100 million comments throughout the day and I'm not going to see it. And even if I am, it's like spamming my comment sections ain't going to help. It's either I am going to see the comment, or if I'm getting a bunch of comments throughout the day, I'm not going to see your comment, all right? I'm most likely, and that's the thing where, I just wanted to make that clear, where it's like, if a person's getting a lot of comments, a lot of times they might not even be looking at the comments. Now, you might have those content creators out there where they do read every comment, they look at every, and if that's the case, if they do that, then okay, cool. But, with me, it's like, I see my comments because I don't get a whole lot of comments. So I'm seeing all those comments, and people need to realize and understand that. It's like a content creator is going to see your comment, okay, if they are looking for them. But if not, if they're not a responsive types in the comment section or social media or anywhere, don't spam them, all right? Have a little bit more respect for that, because that's just going to lead to, they see you just the same name popping up, saying the same old, most likely you're going to get blocked by that person, But anyways, but yeah, overall, getting back to, faking reaction videos and stuff. Now, does that exist? Yes, 100%. Like, I partially agree with that person, but I'm not going to say 90% of content or people that do reaction videos fake their reactions, because I, speaking for myself, I know I don't fake my reactions. I'm like, unless I'm doing a video like a comedy skit or something, then, of course, it's acted out, it's played out and stuff. But no, there was a content creator, and it's like, bro, that's like the one time, like, I've seen other people where they kind of have, like, their own spin and reaction videos. Like, there is this one guy, there was a couple of people where it's like, I've seen where they just had, like, some weird and off-the-wall reactions. But, so the one girl, I remember when she would react to videos, it was like, she would post, like, all right, how can I explain this? So she is reacting to the video, but what she's saying, it sounds like she's talking about a different video. So, like, if she's reacting to, let's say she's reacting to a video of me talking on a pair of shoes, right? She could be talking about, like, who was the best Batman of all time. Like, her reaction did not match with her videos. It's like, it's almost as if, like, the videos and the reactions just got caught up in, like, one big mix-up, and then videos was just getting put together with videos that didn't even, her reactions was getting put with videos that was like, okay, that ain't making sense. What are you talking about? So, yeah, no, there are some people out there where it's like they, they do reactions, and yeah, they could be doing it for the money. They could be doing it for the attention. Me, at the end of the day, and I've said it before, when I do a reaction video, I treat it as if I'm like commenting on that video. So I'm I am commentating over that video. But overall, it's like, that's how I see it when I'm doing a reaction video, where it's like, I'm just giving out my comments. It's like, overall, I feel like that I don't know. Then again, it's like, you probably have a better chance leaving a comment underneath that person's video rather than posting your reaction to it. But I see it as like, that's just how I do things. I'm like, instead of leaving a comment, I'm like, I do a reaction video. It's at the same time, I am promoting that content creator too. And then that's another thing where it's like, when I do a reaction video, I'm doing it to also promote that content creator. Because I'm like, there have been times, yeah, people, they said that they've gained subscribers, made friends through people that, watch my videos. And then, yeah, they go and follow them on social media and stuff. So, yeah, I'm like, I take pride in that. I'm happy about that. That's like another reason why I do reaction videos, because I know it's going to help somebody out at the end of the day. And then if it ain't going to help them out right now, it's like, yeah, when my channel does blow up and stuff, like, yeah, it's overall going to, it's just overall going to benefit them at some point in time, so. And then it's just, with me just having to go and post like this stuff on like other social media platforms like Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and all that stuff. Yeah, it's like, overall, I'm doing it to promote people. I'm doing it to give out my comments. What else? Yeah, it's, you know, but it's like faking a reaction. It's just something where I'm like, well, why even do the reaction in the first place? You know, like, I, you know, just to let people know, when this does get posted on YouTube, like, I do have 45 other YouTube channels besides this channel. So, you know, you put all this like effort and work and you spend all this money to just fake videos. Yeah, I'm sorry. I couldn't be that person, you know, and I'm not saying that it doesn't exist. All I'm saying is like, it's not a good percentage, like 90%. 90% is like, that's pushing it, you know, like 90% to me, I'm like, that's like myself included. No, bruh, I'm sorry, but no. And the thing is this, I've watched a lot of different people's reactions to stuff. And, you know, again, I have seen some fake reactions, but not all of them, and not even the majority of them have been fake. I'm like, I've seen a lot of real, authentic reactions to stuff. So, yeah, you know, and I think what it overall is that, you know, and it's overall playing the, you know, the little race game and stuff. Yeah, you know, black people, if you're watching black YouTubers and then you're saying, like, their reactions is fake, no, that's just how black people are. Like, when we see some crazy stuff, like, the one thing that I'll never forget, I remember when the one YouTuber, Tyrone Magnus, he reacted to this, it was this woman, she had, like, her own, YouTube video, she was off of the TV show, I think it was either Hoarders or Hoarding Buried Alive. There's two different shows, it might have been Hoarders, but anyways, so the woman had, like, this backed up toilet, right? Because to explain Hoarders and the Hoarding Buried Alive, so it's pretty much these people that have like a collection addiction, and then their houses just get filled up with their collections. So they may collect trash, they may collect ornaments, they may collect, like, you know, just like stuff that has value to them in life. Like it'll just be some random stuff, like they're a long lost, or, you know, yeah, long lost loved one overall could have given them a box, and then they're like, oh, you know, I gotta keep this box, like it has sentimental value to it and all that stuff. But it's like, fam, it's a box. Like, you can literally go up to a box store and get you about 100 of these boxes and stuff. Like, it's there ain't no special reason for this box. Like, it's just a random box. But then people defend it to its, you know, to their core, like, no, I'm like, this my box. But anyways, that show, like, there was an episode where this woman, she had like this backed up toilet, because yeah, there's at times where it's like they'll fill their bathrooms up with junk, bedrooms, kitchens, hallways, every aspect of their house is just filled up with junk. So anyways, so she had this backed up toilet, and it's just, I'm saying, it's like poop, pee, probably throw up, it's probably everything possible that can come from a human body in that toilet. All right, she is taking, I think it was a bowl, and she's scooping out that stuff, putting it in a bucket and throwing it outside. Disgusting. Like, it was nasty. It was some nasty stuff. But yeah, overall, Tyrone Magnus, he reacted to that video, and how he was reacting, I'm like, I truly do believe that was his genuine reaction. Now, unless he comes out and say that, oh, I faked the reaction to that, then it's like, oh, okay, well, then you faked the reaction. All right, oh, well, I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. I'm not going to be going around, like, trying to find places where I can, like, oh, yeah, people out here faking reactions. It's like, I don't care. I'm like, if you want to fake a reaction, that is your choice. That is your prerogative. It ain't going to matter to me, you know. But me as a content creator, I have no reason to fake anything. All right, so, but yeah, you know, he had like his reaction to that. Like, I've seen where people, they see, and the funny thing is like, you know, I had to say, there probably is one YouTuber out there where if he does fake a reaction, I feel like he's just only doing that because that's who his character is. And you know, overall, I know people are gonna probably like, oh, so you trying to defend him for faking reactions? I'm not saying that faking reactions is bad. You know, overall, it's like, if that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. I guess, like, if I was pushing out that narrative, I don't think I did say that. It's 3 a.m. I don't remember what I said, but anyways, I feel like I didn't say anything about faking reactions being bad and stuff. I just said, like, I've seen it before and it's crazy. But overall, though, it's like, no, if that's what people like, if they like those fake reactions, then, you know, then hey, I don't even really call it, like, I don't know, I guess, like, I never really looked at it as like faking a reaction. But, you know, overall, though, I guess, like, if we are gonna call it that, then No, there is one YouTuber where he does react to videos, but the one thing that I love is when he breaks character and he has his genuine reaction to stuff. Like, there's this YouTuber, I'm pretty sure people overall know who he is if you watch a lot of videos in the reaction community, but there's this YouTuber named Flight Reacts. So, Flight Reacts, he has, there's been times before where, you know, he just, has, like, these over, like, the top reactions and stuff, but then there's times where you see him break character, and then he shows his true reaction to something. And to me, it's one of the funniest things ever. It's like, I look forward to that. So, at the end of the day, I'm not gonna hate him for it. If that's what he wants to do, it's obviously made him very successful in life. So it's like, if I should be out here faking reactions. I think from now on, I'm just gonna go over the top in my videos and stuff. But no, at the end of the day, jokes aside, it's like, it's up to you on what you want to do as a content creator. You know, I think that's the one thing that should matter. If you want to fake reactions, at least just make it entertaining. If don't, then, you know, just, yeah, you know, either way, just be entertaining, whether you are faking a reaction or if you're not faking a reaction. So, but anyways, and that being said, I will talk to y'all later. Thank you guys for watching and or listening. If you're viewing this on YouTube, make sure you like and subscribe. And if you're viewing this on a podcast streaming service, make sure you follow or subscribe, however it's set up. Make sure you subscribe to one of my 46 YouTube channels. Follow me on Twitter, TikTok, Twitch, and Instagram at TMossBoss. And make sure you follow my Facebook page at TMossBoss fan page. Also, if you are purchasing any tickets from SeatGeek, make sure you use my promo code TMossBoss. And we knock $20 off your first purchase. And make sure you use my Poggers promo code TMossBoss. And we knock 10% off of your purchase. For anybody that needs to know what Poggers is, you can go to my Twitter account and they are in my bio. But to just give you guys an explanation now, Poggers is a company that owns both energy drinks and sleep drinks. So if you need some energy to get you through the day, try Poggers. If you need some to help you sleep at night, try Poggers. And once again, you can use my promo code TMossBoss and we'll knock 10% off of your next purchase. Thank you guys for watching and or listening, and peace.